60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. But first, well, it happened again. Our own Jose Bolaños was late to work this morning. Showed up almost a half an hour late. Mm. And, of course, completely exhausted.
Mm-hmm. It's a hard life.
And this is probably about the 100th time that he's been late this year alone, which is impressive. And the producer counts on him every single morning to come to the show on time and complete his daily schedules, like cut some audio that we might use on the show, set up the show tweets, laugh, another big responsibility. And believe it or not, Jose actually has duties and responsibilities that he's been trusted with.
Yes.
Shocking.
Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
But apparently,
yeah, no one knows.
He couldn't be bothered with those today because he had an excuse. And it's not the first time that he's used this excuse either. He told our producer that he lost his car again.
Yeah, the case of the lost car?
Yeah.
Most people lose their keys. Jose loses the whole car.
He lost his car again, apparently. Jose had a rough weekend telling lots of jokes, so he was tired. And when he woke up this morning, he forgot where he parked and had to wander around his neighborhood trying to remember, going door to door, tearfully asking his neighbors if they knew where his car was.
You were desperately trying to beep your button, weren't you?
I literally almost called an Uber today. I was like, okay, this is not happening.
How do you lose your car so much?
I don't understand it either.
Maybe that's the fourth time it's ever happened to me.
That's a lot of times to lose your car, Jose.
Listen, I live in an area where I don't have a parking spot. I park in a different spot every single day for the last 5 years straight. So when you get out,
why don't you pay attention to where you parked since this happens so often?
I need to text myself or something. I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, I thought I parked here. No, maybe it was over here. And it's just blocks and blocks of nothing.
Just leave a trail of, I don't know what kind of crumbs. Or take a picture every time you park so you can remember where
That's
you actually park.
I need to take a picture. That is smart. I like that.
And not a selfie. Not a selfie of you inside your car. Actually where your car is parked on the street.
I mean.
Well, I'm glad you found your car and made it in this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad.
How far away was it? 2 miles?
No, it was like one block away from my apartment.
Okay.
It just was walking the wrong direction.
Must have been really hard to find.
All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of that because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got myself.
Oh.
Fantastic.
All right.
Every once in a while,
Brooke's putting the shock collar on while she does that. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
There's a very famous movie that came out in the 1980s. The lead role was first offered to Frank Sinatra, then Arnold Schwarzenegger, then Sylvester Stallone, Burt Reynolds, Richard Gere, Harrison Ford, and Mel Gibson. They all turned that role down, and finally, the part fell to another well-known actor who made the film into one of the top-grossing movies of the year, and it went on to spawn several sequels. What famous 80s movie was it?
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of people. So Frank Sinatra, my first thought actually is Dirty Dancing. Singing, dancing, Frank Sinatra, I don't know.
How old would he have been?
I don't know. Maybe a little too old to be in the watermelon scene or that whole part. That's a good point. He would have been pretty old then. Mm. What if it was the movie It and they were all supposed to be the clown? That would have been amazing. What's another big blockbuster from the 80s that had...
If you're thinking about singing and dancing, was Footloose?
Footloose. That's good. I like Footloose.
But I mean,
again,
Harrison Ford,
they're supposed to be in high school, though. I think. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like a crooner.
Yeah.
Everybody Footloose. Yeah.
None of that in this town. That's the problem. Is all the '80s movies I think of are like Goonies, you know?
Yeah.
But it has sequels. Top Gun, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I can't see Frank Sinatra in any of these roles.
Yeah.
That's
Goose.
So funny.
Can't believe I lost Goose.
I don't picture him in it.
That throws it off big time.
You know what I can picture him in?
Give it to me.
The musical, John Travolta, Grease.
Grease.
That would be a good role for him.
Again, they were supposed to be in high school.
Oh, that's right.
No, but, and it sparks sequels.
Well, there was a Grease 2.
Come on, guys. Give me one more. What else do we got? I don't know. I guess I'm just going to stick with Dirty Dancing.
Not bad.
Final answer?
Yeah, that's all I got.
There's a very famous movie that came out in 1988. Frank Sinatra, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Burt Reynolds, Richard Gere, Harrison Ford, and Mel Gibson all turned down the lead role, so the part fell to another well-known actor. And not only did it go on to become one of the highest-grossing movies of that year, but it spawned four sequels and has grossed over $500 million. The actor who took the part was Bruce Willis in the classic film series Die Hard.
Oh, what? My
really?
God.
They wanted
really?
Frank Sinatra to star in Die Hard?
Originally, yeah.
I mean, the other guys I could kind of see, but like that's God. Their first idea.
Old blue eyes.
Yeah.
Weird.
That is weird.
All right, well, you got the question wrong, and somebody wanted you to sing Creep by TLC,
okay.
So here's the lyrics for that, and whenever you're ready.
So I creep, yeah, just creeping on the down low that nobody is supposed to know. So I creep.
Oh my God.
Moving 92.5.